We're on the 14th, right? Today is March 14th, Health Food, Faith Food Devotions. And the title of the message is Obstacles. And then he references Mark 5, verse 24, 25, 27. And much people followed Jesus and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind him and touched his garment. To receive her healing, this woman had a number of obstacles to overcome. In her religious tradition, a woman with an issue of blood was considered in the same category as a leper. She was not supposed to mingle in public. If anyone came close to her, she was to cry, "Unclean, unclean." In fact, the women in ancient Israel didn't have the same rights and privileges to mix freely in public that most women in the modern world have. You could say that a multitude of people stood between this woman and her healing. Public sentiment and her own religious teaching stood between her and getting to Jesus. But she overcame all obstacles. She got into the very midst of the crowd, and she reached through to touch Jesus' clothes. This woman didn't pray that God would overcome the obstacles. She did something about them herself. You too will have to do something about the obstacles that confront you. Too many people expect God to do everything, leaving no part for them to play in receiving His blessing. But we do have a part to play. Receiving from God is a faith proposition. I'm going to go ahead and read the 15th because they're together. March 15th.
Do we do the confession?
Oh, here's the confession. I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I am not a doubter.
I am not a doubter.
I have faith.
I have faith.
I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
No obstacle to the blessings of God can stand in my way.
No obstacles to the blessing of God can stand in my way.
I overcome all obstacles by faith in God's word.
I overcome all obstacles by faith in God's word.
Amen. This is the 15th, and the name of this is Step 1, Say It. Mark 5, verses 28, 29, 34. For she said, "If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague, of that plague, not her plague. And Jesus said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, shalom, and be whole of thy plague." The Lord Jesus Christ gave me a sermon during a vision in 1953. He told me to get pencil and paper and to write down 1, 2, 3, 4. Then he said, "If anyone everywhere will take these four steps or put these four principles into operation, they will always receive whatever they want from me or from God the Father." The steps Jesus gave me are simple. They are: say it. Step 1, say it. Step 2, do it. Step 3, receive it. And step 4, tell it. That's your testimony. Jesus used the healing of the woman with the issue of blood to illustrate these four steps. Step 1, say it. What was the woman's first step toward being healed? For she said, Jesus told me this. Positive or negative, according to what the individual says, that shall he receive. This woman could have made a negative statement instead of a positive one. She could have said, "There's no use. I've suffered so long. All the doctors have given up on my case. I might as well go ahead and die." And that would have been what she would have received. But she made a positive statement, and it came to pass. What this woman said was her faith speaking. Confession. I have what I say.
I have what I say.
I speak positively.
I speak positively.
And I receive accordingly.
And I receive accordingly.
What I say is my faith speaking.
What I say is my faith speaking.
And what I say makes me whole.
And what I say makes me whole.
Amen.
Amen.